Let's take a look at how the numbers finished up in Chicago and what the trade meant with a bit of analysis on this second day of June 2014. Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, tell me about the marketplace for the day, because I saw a lot of red early on, and then corn managed to finish a little higher.
Yeah, we were able to go to some lower levels earlier than came back with some decent volume. Wasn't a big volume day. China supposedly had a small holiday, Dragon Boat Festival Day in China. I did not Google that to see what that entailed, but
it sounds fun, whatever it is.
Sounds like they've got Hallmark card shops there too.
Maybe.
But anyway, we've got a fairly decent close. Deese corn went close to 450 level and was able to find some buying support. Did manage to record a hook reversal up. Beans were nasty there earlier this morning. Was able to climb up out of the hole, especially the Julys. We saw quite a bit of renewed buying in the bull spread, buying the old crop, selling the new. Then wheat went close to trying to fill the chart gap in the July futures contract at 610 to 616 area. Still closed lower on the day, but hopefully it finds some support here and start to attract some world buyers to take advantage of these lower levels, Todd.
It's kind of interesting that the nearby July contract posted a nice little outside up day today. Beans, that is.
Yeah, we continue to see the supply-demand balance sheet signal, you know, tight old crop supplies, especially, you know, with these imports of 90 million bushels. Now, the significance of the imports, though, when you talk to the commercial guys, ideas are that they're not going to get here in time. They're going to have to rely on some early harvest activity here this fall to help, you know, supply the need we have coming at us here as we approach into the summer, first of fall. So we'll see how that unfolds. The crop report will be out next week on the 11th, I believe. So we'll have a whole new array of numbers to look at.
No, that'll make the basis levels jump along the lower Mississippi and maybe the Ohio River, I would think, trying to search out those beans and head them where, out to the southeast and the poultry and pork farms?
Yeah, it'll be spotty, a lot of logistics involved. You'll see some processors or users take some downtime, try to stall, and whenever they do need some inventory to work with, there'll be some fairly good bids. But it's going to be spotty and erratic over time. So we'll see how that develops as we move into the summertime window.
Hey, thanks for taking the time with us.
Very good.
That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report.